Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavan Antya Leela, Chapter 39, Scene 1, Prayers by Akrura. My dear Lord Krishna, I hereby pay respectful obeisances unto you, because you are the supreme cause of all causes, and the original, inexhaustible personality, Narayan. From your navel, a lotus flower grows, and from that lotus, Lord Brahma, the creator of this universe, is born. Since Brahma is the cause of this universe, you are the cause of all causes. All the elements of this cosmic manifestation, namely earth, water, fire, air, ether, ego, and the total material energy, as well as nature, the marginal energy, the living entities, mind, senses, the sense objects, and the demigods who control the affairs of this cosmos, are all produced from your body. You are the supersoul of everything, but no one knows your transcendental form. Everyone within this material world is influenced by the modes of material nature. Demigods like Lord Brahma, being covered by the influence of material nature, do not exactly know your transcendental existence beyond the cosmic manifestation of the three modes of material nature. Great sages and mystics worship you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original cause of all living entities, the original cause of all cosmic manifestation, and the original cause of the demigods. They worship you as all-inclusive. Some of the learned brahmanas also worship you by observing the ritualistic ceremony of the Rig Veda. They offer different kinds of sacrifices in the names of different gods. And still there are others also who are fond of worshipping transcendental knowledge. They are very peaceful and wish to give up all kinds of material activities. They engage themselves in the philosophical search for you, which is known as Jnana Yoga. And there are devotees also, known as Bhagavatas, who worship you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After being properly initiated in the method of Pancharatra, they decorate their bodies with tilak and engage in worshipping your different forms of Vishnu Murti. There are others also, known as Shaivites, followers of different acharyas, who worship you in the form of Lord Shiva. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Trividya mang somapa pukta papa, yagyai rishva svargating pratayante, te punyam asadya surendra lokam, ashnanti divyan dibideva bhogan, yanya devata bhokta, yajante sadayanvita, tepi mam eva kaunteya, yajantya vidipurvakam. Krishna states that worship of demigods is also indirectly worship of the Supreme Lord. But such worship is not orthodox, because the worshipful Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Demigods such as Brahma and Shiva are incarnations of the material qualities, which are also emanations from the body of Narayana. Actually, there was no one existing before the creation except Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, worship of a demigod is not on the level with worship of Narayana. Then, Akura said. Although the minds of those who are devotees of demigods are fixed on a particular demigod, because you are the supersoul of all living entities, which includes the demigods, worship of demigods indirectly goes to you. After all, sometimes after flowing down from the mountains during the rainy season, small rivers fail to reach the sea. Some reach the sea, and some do not. And similarly, the worshippers of demigods may or may not reach you. There is no guarantee, for their success depends on the strength of their worship. According to Vedic principle, when a worshipper worships a particular demigod, he or she also conducts some ritual for Narayana, also known as Yajneshwara. For it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Sataya Sradaya Yuktas Tasya Radhanam Ihate Labate Cha Tatak Kaman Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan. Demigods cannot fulfill the desires of their worshippers without the sanction of Narayana or Krishna. The exact words used in Bhagavad Gita are Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan, which means the demigods can award some benediction only after being authorized by the Supreme Lord Krishna. And when the demigod worshipper comes to his or her senses, one can reason as follows. The demigod can offer benediction only after being empowered by the Supreme Lord. So why not worship the Supreme Lord directly? Worshippers of demigods may come to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but others who take the demigods as all in all cannot reach the ultimate goal. Akura continued praying, "My dear Lord Krishna, the whole world is filled with the three material modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Everyone within this material world is covered by these three modes. From Lord Brahma down to the immovable plants and trees. My dear Lord Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you are beyond the influence of the three modes. Except for you, everyone is being carried away by the waves of these three modes. My dear Lord Krishna, fire is your mouth. The earth is your feet. The sun is your eye. The sky is your navel. And the 10 directions are your ears. Space is your head. The demigods, your arms. And the oceans and seas are your abdomen. While the winds and air are your strength and vitality. All the plants and herbs are the hairs on your body, and the clouds are the hair on your head. The mountains are your bones and nails. The days and nights are the twinkling of your eyelids. Prajapati, the progenitor, is your genitals, and the rains are your semina. My dear Lord Krishna, all living entities, including different grades of demigods, different grades of overlords, kings, and other living entities, are all supposed to be resting in you. As part and parcel of the big unit, one cannot know you by experimental knowledge. One can simply understand your transcendental existence as the great ocean in which different grades of living entities are included, or like the fruit udumbura, out of which small mosquitoes come. My dear Lord Krishna, whatever eternal forms and incarnations you accept, and which appear in this world, are meant for relieving the living entities from their ignorance, illusion, and lamentation. All people, therefore, can appreciate the incarnations and pastimes of your Lordship, and eternally glorify your activities. No one can estimate how many forms and incarnations you have, nor can anyone estimate the number of universes that are existing within you. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the incarnation of fish, who appeared in the devastation, although your Lordship is the cause of all causes. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Hayagriva incarnation, who killed the two demons Madhu and Kaitava. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who appeared as the gigantic tortoise and held up the great mountain Mandara, and who appeared as the boar rescuing the earth planet which had fallen into the water of Gavodaka. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto your Lordship, who appeared as Narsinghadev, who delivered all kinds of devotees from the fearful condition of atheistic atrocities. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who appeared as Vamanadev and covered the three worlds simply by expanding your lotus feet. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who appeared as the Lord of the Bhrigus, in order to kill all the infidel administrators of the world. And let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who appeared as Lord Ram, to kill demons like Ravana. You are worshipped by all devotees as the chief of the Raghu dynasty, Lord Ramachandra. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who appeared as Lord Vasudev, Lord Sankarsana, Lord Pradyumna, and Lord Aniruddha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who appeared as Lord Buddha, in order to bewilder the atheistic and demoniac. And let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who appear as Kalki, in order to destroy the so-called royal order, degraded to the abominable condition of the Malechas, who are below the jurisdiction of Vedic regulative principles. My dear Lord Krishna, everyone within this material world is conditioned by your illusory energy. Under the impression of false identification and false possession, everyone is transmigrating from one body to another in the path of fruitive activities and their reactions. My dear Lord Krishna, I am also no exception to these conditioned souls, for I am falsely thinking myself happy in possessing my home, wife, children, state, property, and effects. In this way, I am acting as if in a dreamland, because not one of these are permanent. I am a fool to be always absorbed in such thoughts, accepting them as permanent and truth. My dear Lord Krishna, due to my false identification, I have accepted everything which is non-permanent, such as this material body, which is not spiritual, and which is the source of all kinds of miserable conditions. Being bewildered by such concepts of life, I am always absorbed in thoughts of duality, and I have forgotten you, who are the reservoir of all transcendental pleasure. I am bereft of your transcendental association, and I am just like a foolish creature who goes in search of water in the desert, leaving the water spot which is covered by water-nourished vegetables. The conditioned souls want to quench their thirst, but they do not know where to find water. They give up the spot where there is actually a reservoir of water and run into the desert where there is no water. My dear Lord Krishna, I am completely incapable of controlling my mind, which is now driven by my unbridled senses and is attracted by fruitive activities and their results. My dear Lord Krishna, your lotus feet cannot be appreciated by any person in the conditional stage of material existence. But somehow or other, I have come near your lotus feet, and I consider this to be your causeless mercy upon me. You can act in any way, because you are the supreme controller. I can thus understand that when a person becomes eligible to be delivered from the path of repeated birth and death, it is only by your causeless mercy that he or she further progresses to become attached to your causeless devotional service. Then Akrura fell down before Lord Krishna and said, "My dear Lord Krishna, your transcendental eternal form is full of knowledge. Simply by concentrating one's mind upon your form, one can understand in full knowledge everything that be, because you are the original source of all knowledge. You are the supreme powerful, possessing all kinds of energies. You are the supreme Brahman and the supreme person. You are the supreme controller and master of the material energies. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you, because you are Vasudeva, the resting place of all creation. You are the all-pervading supreme personality of Godhead, and you are also the supreme soul residing in everyone's heart, giving direction how to act. So now, my Lord, I am completely surrendered unto you. Please give me your protection."
Chavakara kamalavare nakamadbhuta sringam dalita hiranyakashipu chanubringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare sri jaya deva kave idam uditam udaram srinusukadam shubadam bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dashavidarupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.